gaming the separation of powers, pushing back on the Obama legacy. The president's head start on making progress with unilateral moves is going to face an unruly Republican Congress in the early going in 2015. As usual, it's the executive authority of the White House versus the congressional power of the purse to deny funding for things the Congress doesn't like. The first skirmish to watch is an upcoming vote over funding for Homeland Security, which is going to be all about the president's unilateral moves on immigration reform. And that's a policy that has been stalled for over a decade. Joining me now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So what's the significance of this skirmish? And I suspect there are going to be many immigration skirmishes over the next year.
Oh, yes, there will be. But this one is the opening round of a skirmish, a battle that's going to go until the end of February and then right into the presidential election of 2016. That's why you got to watch the House floor today, John. Take you back to, remember the cromnibus of just last month before the new year when there was a battle to fund the government? Well, Republicans, when they agreed to fund the government through next September, did it all except the Department of Homeland Security. They didn't fund that except until the end of February. Why? Because conservatives demanded a confrontation with the president over his executive action on immigration. You remember back in November, the president said some 5 million, mostly parents of U.S. citizens, some people who were staying under the under DACA, some people who were parents of U.S. citizens but themselves undocumented. The president's executive action said those people won't be deported and many of them could apply for work permits. Republicans demanded a confrontation over that. And the confrontation, John, starts today on the House floor because the bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security will have attached to it some votes, not only now on repealing that policy that I just mentioned, the executive action that allowed some 5 million parents of U.S. citizens to stay in this country, but also DACA, the deferred action from back in 2012, the White House policy that allowed up to 3 million young people who had come to the country before age 16 to stay and not be deported. Republicans have gone further than anyone thought that they would and have demanded a repeal of that policy as well.
So I'm listening to you very closely. This is not about power of the purse, as traditionally these battles are. The Republicans are betting on a straight repeal here, telling 5 million parents, never mind what the Obama administration said you can do, you can't do, and the DACA people coming forward, go away.
Republicans see this, John, as a major overreach by the president, an unconstitutional overreach of his executive authority. We've talked about that before. Now, you also have to talk about 2016. Now, it is about the power of the purse. Congress is using its ability to control the budget of the Department of Homeland Security and the Immigration Services to say that no money can be spent on this stuff. But it really is about immigration and about the overreach. Now, I asked John Boehner, look, your party lost Latinos by close to 40 points in the last election. Is this sending the right message? Listen to Boehner's answer.
We're voting to block the president's overreach, his executive overreach, which I believe is beyond his constitutional duty and, frankly, violates the Constitution itself. This is not about actually the issue of immigration. What it is, it's about the president acting lawlessly.
So this is a high-risk initiative. If they can hold that overreach message, they can pretend that this isn't saying no to millions of people.
This is only the first word in a long fight that's going to take place for the rest of this month into the end of February. And a government shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security, John, is what's on the line. Now, Boehner says this isn't about immigration, but there's no way around the fact that Mitt Romney, as I said, lost Latinos by 38 points. This bill goes to the Senate, and there isn't really anybody on Capitol Hill who thinks the immigration provisions are going to stay. There aren't 60 votes for them. Then what does the House do? They wind up in a showdown with Republicans in the Senate and with the president as well. Luis Gutierrez, John, is one of the lead Democrats on immigration policy. He thinks he knows where this is going after a presidential veto.
If any of these poison pills are attached, I expect the president of the United States to carry out his veto threat, and I expect the Democrats to sustain that veto threat. I think there's an important number, and it's 2/3, and they don't got it.
Big legacy votes coming up. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.